I can literally strike up a conversation with anyone, anywhere, about anything. Give me one little thing and I got you. So, examples. Today at Bojangles, the girl in front of me, DoorDash bag. Do you DoorDash? Wait, can you tell me, like, is it only local? Like, do you just do our town? Do you do the town next to us? Because I've been thinking about doing DoorDash. And that segued into how terrible the economy is, how hard it is to find employment, how bad companies treat people. First, okay. Second conversation. I'm at the grocery store. There's a woman working in produce. Do you guys have lettuce boats? I did not see any. She looks around. We do not. Let me just tell you, my husband, he does not eat carbs. So he uses lettuce boats for like taco shells, burgers, etc. And that leads into how she has lost 100 pounds and is on a high protein, low carb, no sugar type diet. We talked about that for about 20 minutes. And then that segued into me finding out that they're going to be doing a new traffic pattern in our neighborhood on Main Street. They're going to be doing a reverse diamond intersection. If you don't know what that is, it's where like the lanes go like this. Anyway, also at the grocery store, the woman in front of me has two kids, an older boy and a younger girl. And I say, what is the age difference between your kids? And she tells me 6 years. And I was like, oh my God, is that like a good age difference or what? Because my kids are 18 months and 5 years. My daughter's about to be 6 years old. And I feel like it's a good age difference, but like, how do they interact with each other? And then she proceeds to tell me that it's pretty good, but it's harder when the son is older. And I was like, I feel you, because my daughter, she's like a little mini me. Anyway, get my drift? I literally, give me anything and I can make a conversation out of it. I was at TJ Maxx and I'm in the aisle with a woman. And we're looking at sweaters, and this is like July. And I say, oh my God, everywhere I go, it's cold, right? Is that why you're looking for sweaters? Totally. Everywhere you go, you have to have a jacket or a sweater because the air conditioning is blasting and it's so freaking cold. And then I proceeded to explain to her that as I've gotten older, I'm getting colder. She says the same thing. She's perimenopausal, yada, 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 yada. I am telling you, an introvert or someone who does not like to talk hates to see me coming because I will pull a conversation out of like the most whatever. One more story to add to that. When I go to a doctor's appointment, let me just tell you, those things go on and on and on because somehow I always find some way to have some sort of conversation with my doctor about like just personal life in general. My favorite OBGYN, whenever I see her, I tell you, it takes like an hour long because we're just in there talking. This most recent time we were talking about getting older. I'm 43 and I was telling her how I felt like my skin has been dry. I'm like losing my hair in clumps. My nails have been like splitting. Like it was just all the worst things. And how I've been like not wanting to leave my house. I've kind of been just like really being in the house, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, wintering, you are wintering. And she was like, do not get stuck in that phase. And it just went into this long, long, long conversation about like being postpartum, everything that happens to your body, being in your 40s and approaching 50 and all that that does to your body also. Anyway, so I'm just telling you, you want to have a conversation? Let's have a conversation. My poor husband, when he gets home after a long day at work, like his eyes glaze over and he's just like, and I see him disassociating and I get it. But like, anyway, I know he's trying.